And I've been hearing from people, you know, it's sort of drip, drip, drip. Yeah. And you think, well, accidents happen. There are always problems, people who fall between the cracks. But I was talking to a fairly high government official who retired a couple of years back, and his wife, who is even higher government official, who retired, I say recently, last year. And she still hasn't gotten her full payment from OPM. And she's the kind that she could pick up the phone and get it done.
You're
you know,
right.
She's got cloud and everything. But she said, no, I want to just see how long it takes. And to the best of my knowledge, she still doesn't have it. But I started getting calls from people, and then I got some really good emails. And so I wrote about it. And I think then the Federal Times wrote about it later on. But people were saying they couldn't get any congressional help. We had a radio show here with David Snell and some people from the National Active and Retired Federal Employees,
yeah.
And people called in and they said, I went to a Congressman Chris Von Hollen's office, and he said OPM wouldn't help him. Now, I think this may be his third or fourth hand, because I suspect OPM would more than help him
right.
out.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is it is a problem. They've always told retirees to have 3 to 6 months money saved up, and that's a good idea for everybody, you know, in these troubled times to have 6 months rent or mortgage.
And part of this is this big, there's this huge docket. Feds retiring after 30-something years, and imagine the amount of paperwork.
I love NCIS and
right.
Criminal Minds as well as anybody, but I think television has given us a false sense of security in that if you get the right geeky person in front of a computer,
they can do anything.
Go click, 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 and it's all solved. And
right.
They find bin Laden and, you know,
right,
solve
exactly.
and cure diseases. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And especially with things like this, you have jackets of people, and they are personnel jackets, who've been in government 40 years, and every piece of paper associated with them, and it was a piece of paper, is staple to that thing. And then what happens is a group of people retire. Postal Service had a lot of retirements. Group of people retire. The agency may send them over to OPM as soon as they get them, or it may save them up to have a batch to send over. But anyhow, you're an OPM claims processor. You get this file that could be 6 inches thick in theory, and you have to eyeball it. You must go through these things to see if they're eligible, if they had a break in service, if they owe the government money, as many people do.
Yeah.
And so it's a cumbersome process at best, and you can do all the computerizing you want, but until all of this information is recorded on a computer, it's digitally done, it's going to be a very tough job, and people will have to go through it and look at each. If they do it right, they'll have to go through and look at each piece of paper.
And about 20 minutes from now, we're going to hear from the OPM director, John Berry himself, from his briefing this morning. And he actually walks people through if you're retiring or retiring in the next couple of years, what you should do. And he goes in some detail about it. But I think it's important for people to hear, because if you're starting to think about this needs to be somewhere on your radar screen.
Well, I'm definitely going to listen, because he's been in the federal service most of his adult life.
Yeah.
He knows the place. He worked at Health and Human Services. He worked at Interior, worked at Treasury, worked on the Hill. And he knows the drill, and he knows the importance of this, because he's a DC kind of guy. He knows that.
But the piece of advice that we'd give people is, hey, if you're retiring soon, you need to have a little bit of a
nest egg. Always. I mean, minimum of 6 months, and that's easier said than done. But that's why it's important, if people cash in annual leave at the end of the year, they can coast on that annual leave for a couple of months if they have enough of it. But yeah, this is not going to be solved overnight.
And a lot of challenges. And there, 100 days, that's a long time.
Well, and
that's,
I think,
more than 3 months.
I've forgotten the example I used in the column, but this person had been waiting 6 months or something like
right.
that. So.
And